Good afternoon. I'm Ramona, and we're waiting for our slides. And here I am trying to talk about our champion of change and where we put existing technology to work to advance public health. A little bit of our background and what I want to talk about today. I want to share our vision for implementing standards-based interoperable system. I want to share our strategies that we use to help transform our health data by leveraging existing data flow and from automated systems for data transport and exchange. I will also describe the methodologies that we use and try to illustrate our enterprise architecture for Mississippi. To transform public health reporting by integrating, this is our vision, to transform public health reporting by integrating data feeds in order to produce more timely and comprehensive information while reducing provider reporting burdens. And we wanted to focus on ensuring a standards-based approach that connected our public health practices to the various health information systems we had across the state. Historically, data has been entered as a manual process. Most health departments are familiar with the manual process, send in this form, fax in this form. We were trying to take away that manual process and pull based on the electronic systems they already had in place. We had limitations with multiple existing fragmented in systems. We also recognized the importance of accelerating the adoption of standards-based electronic reporting for public health by using our informatics tools and practices. So that's where we wanted to put technology to work to advance public health and to champion a change of thought process throughout Mississippi and hopefully the country. Traditionally, public health response has typically been reactive rather than proactive. And one of our goals is to try to get the data that we can get in timely enough to be more proactive than reactive. We recognize the value of formalizing an interoperable system within the state to fulfill program obligations and to support disease control. Two primary components as we go on to our strategy, two primary components is that we developed the healthcare data system and we used Orion Health's Rhapsody integration engine. In 2009, Mississippi implemented the healthcare data system, which is directed legislatively by our rules and regulations. And there's some particular codes that are listed up there. One key code to pay attention to is that 417-185 is tied to the hospital certificate of need. So if a hospital doesn't follow the rules and regulations that we have put out there, their license can be in jeopardy. The HDS will create a common and shared system for public health, and it also helps provide our stakeholders with direct data feeds to their surveillance systems. And it also has enhanced our capabilities to prioritize our public health response, trying to become more proactive than reactive when we've laid the foundation for providers to achieve their meaningful use requirements. A little bit of background. We started using Orion Health Rhapsody integration engine back in 2006, whenever there was a big push from the CDC to purchase the comm points through the ELC NEDS grant. In 2007, we were like, well, 8 isn't really feeding our needs, so let's expand because there was another push. Hey, why don't you guys expand on what you're using? So we added 6 more. In 2008, our vision was, hey, we're really seeing some good work with this and the flexibility was provided. So we went back to Orion Health and we started talking to them about how we can better use this to get data into our facility. And so we facilitated the data transmissions to the MSDH. If you go back, we have the rules and regs out there, we just didn't have any way to get them, enforce them, and provide them. In 2009, after evaluating what our needs were for getting at least to start getting data in, we purchased the license of what eventually became known as the Rhapsody Connect product. Also in 2009, we implemented about 50 licenses, Rhapsody Connect profiles out there, and started the health discharge data system. That's when we started collecting our discharge data. We put them out throughout Mississippi. I'll just give a little plug for the company there. Rhapsody is a proven integration brokering tool. It is also used to transform and or securely support required data, as in if the data doesn't quite meet what we need, we use it to transform it and then bring it in, or if the file's great, it comes right on in. It ensures effortless integration between all healthcare systems to the MSDH. By utilizing the functionality in Ryan Health's Rhapsody and Rhapsody Connect integration engines, we can efficiently manage the data validation along with the implementation and adoption of national data standards. We were able to use it within our routes, within Rhapsody, to support FinVADs, our LOINC values, as they keep on increasing their versioning, their lookup tables and abilities to transform data within the messages has just been great. By providing and using Ryan Health Rhapsody Connect for healthcare data system, we were ensured the efficiency of getting our data and ensured efficiency of implementation as well, because a lot of places were similar enough, not the same, but similar enough to say, hey, we can use this. We have something that works similar here. So we weren't recreating the wheel with every single facility we went to. We were able to fully automate the data submission process and just about eliminated any manual processes coming to us, providing for a better utilization of staff resources. It also provided better data because you didn't have your various wonky data entry on the manual forms. And also, one of the biggest things is we really were able to have a collaboration of interoperability that continues to be fostered. Our facilities, healthcare facilities, have really grasped this concept of one place in and one utilization of a system. As I mentioned earlier, our first put out was creating the healthcare discharge data system. And all facilities in the state of Mississippi report their inpatient, outpatient, and emergency department discharges to the health department. It has to be with us at a monthly, so we're no longer at quarterly reporting. We're actually, again, trying to be more proactive. We have monthly submissions of where we're getting the discharge data. And we're now expanding. Once we saw that we got the configuration in, we have that communication going, we have that port open of data coming into, we've taken it and looked at it inside and said, well, how can we expand this box? What other elements can we put onto it? So we're expanding the healthcare data system. We're implementing ELRs, we're implementing immunizations, syndromic surveillance, the three meaningful use operatives that people are trying to meet. We have also found that it will be very helpful with our trauma registry. Our early hearing detection program has said, hey, we need to stop this manual transfer of hearing and other data transfers that have been unidentified. We're using it with our pharmacy to try to provide some information to CMS for their transition from patients from being switching over to Medicare. The tobacco cessation program, it's just literally a data feed, but they needed a non-manual way to get it to us. I mean, with tobacco, it was literally somebody saying, I have this drunk drive and I'm going to drive to the health department, and we were able to just take that process out. We'll be linking with our cancer registry. We've identified a use for it for our EMS and trauma systems, and the et cetera there is because we don't just say, okay, we're done. We try to see how else we can use this to help move our data around internally and externally. The methodology creates a common and shared system for public health. It really has become our hub. It provides our stakeholders with direct data feeds to their surveillance systems via an automated streamlined system. We're doing direct interfaces to our epi surveillance system, to our immunization registry. Pretty much any of our program areas that have an application to be interfaced, they're getting their data. It's enhanced our capabilities to prioritize our public health response, again, going back to trying to become more proactive than reactive. And we've laid the foundation for providers to achieve their meaningful use requirements, and that is whenever we first started this, meaningful use was not a keyword out there. But as soon as it started coming out, we said, we already have the tool, and now Rhapsody itself is a certified, ONC-certified product for meaningful use as well. And I wanted to kind of try to visualize what we have going on. We have our healthcare facilities, our hospitals, our hospital laboratories, the clinics that are supported by the hospitals that have Rhapsody Connect installed. So they're coming in, and we have an outward for security. We have an outward facing RAPSE installation. We have an internal network. They are sending, we will be getting all information from our hospital facilities will be coming through RAPSE Connect. Our physician offices, we're not installing RAPSE out there. Most of them with the new EHRs that are coming out can do an HTTPS post. And if they can post to that location, we have our internal RAPSE configured to listen for it. So then again, we still have a non-manual process to automatically send the data. We've started speaking with our reference laboratories. We know of one that has RAPSE installed. They've connected. We'll probably be using the R&R hub or an HTTPS post for some of them. We just have to flesh that out. That's why the lines are in dash, because they are not configured. As we come inside into our internal workings, so as our data is coming in, it comes into our internal network. Our own public health laboratory is on the inside, so that's why it didn't sit out there with the health, with the hospitals and other healthcare facilities. We've already configured it for ELR, and it's coming on in. It stays on the inside, and the ELR message is going to feed all of our program areas within the health department. We also have our direct connection with our immunization registry. We have some just basic flat file data transfers. That kind of goes back to the tobacco program and some things with the cancer registry and some health, child care health data. Our health discharge data system is providing data to the asthma, the birth defects registry, cancer, trauma. We will be bringing in hearing, as was mentioned earlier, and we will also be using it for our trauma registry, and there may be other venues, and we didn't have EMS up here, so EMS, because they're two separate systems that we'll be working with. We are also using RAPSE for our external reporting. We have configured it for our FNMS. We are not using the CDC FNMS application. We are using it for our case notification. For TB, which is in production, and we use the RAPSE route configured for that, our epidemiology application will be generating the case notification form. We will not have to have a route configured for that. We will just be dropping it to the FNMS comm point to send it on. We're using the Route Not Read hub mainly for the FLIP project right now for our public health laboratory, but we envision using it further as our needs expand. We mentioned the CMS for the HIV pharmacy assistance with Medicare Part D, and we have one of our teaching institutions that's right across the street from us also wants some data back, so we're sending it back to other healthcare facilities, and that could potentially expand as well. So, by us implementing an interoperable system for public health that we using the proven integration engine brokering tool, we provided a cost-effective way to gather the data and to leverage existing data flows from healthcare facilities. We are finding that this methodology has revolutionized public health information, technology, and informatics. We have hopefully and are finding that we've eliminated the barriers to interoperability with fundamentally new technology that enables healthcare providers to seamlessly interface with the MSDH using nationally recognized standards. Our success has truly been based on the support of the healthcare facilities. If they didn't grasp this concept, if they didn't grasp this, I have one thing to support and one way to get it in, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. And we certainly appreciate their cooperation and commitment of time and resources to the deployment of the system. And we are also hopefully finding that this model can be easily replicated, and the information gained will help to be more accurately and efficiently address health issues in our state.
Great. Thank you, Ramona. Questions and any comments for Ramona and her presentation? Go ahead.
Thanks. I appreciate the idea that the health department should just have one messenger, because I've been involved in so many projects where the health department has like 5 points of access to the ones the hospital to talk to. But I would take issue with your claim that you could achieve interoperability, because at least in my view, interoperability means semantic interoperability, which means the systems can actually talk to each other. And the data structures, you know, in most systems are pretty much incomprehensible and so non-standardized that I just don't think that we achieve semantic interoperability just by putting in a message. Would you comment on that? I mean,
The question was on semantic interoperability. I believe that there is a level of semantic interoperability. It might not be true. You know, you can't take one system and make it talk to the other, but you would have to do configuration to make the data match with the other operation system was working. So there is a way you can get semantic communication where you're talking about the semantic interoperability. One of the things we'll be looking at and is on the books is our EMS system needs to send data and talk to our trauma registry, and we will be RAPSDE is configured to send the data. Now it's still in discussion and whether or not the applications themselves are going to change their format to accept what will be sent, or if we'll have to use RAPSDE to configure and change the data as it hits that integration engine. We haven't done, other than what's required for the CDC, we haven't been doing a whole lot of communication back to our healthcare facilities. But again, we have a configuration ability within RAPSDE to modify the data to meet the needs of those. And I don't know if that fully answers your question. I mean, it's not without some work, but there is a way that you can get systems talking to each other. Yes, sir.
Is RAPSDE a third-party piece, or is that internally developed, or can you describe the RAPSDE? Is it a data model?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at someone in the back. It is a third-party piece. What we have done is we took enough training that the guys at Orion Health do some of our base configuration for us, and then they do a knowledge transfer, and we self-support. A lot of our internal configuration is self-supported, and where we've learned the product and configure based on the knowledge we've learned. And if we find that we might not be quite hitting the full capacity of the integration engine, then we go back to Orion Health for, go ahead.
And is it GIS capable?
Yes, it is GIS capable. Yes, sir.
Again, was this part of a larger process where you're looking at where is Mississippi now?
Mm-hmm.
And now as you share the data, where do you expect Mississippi to be? Because it's great, the model of sharing of information, but the hope is to improve health outcomes. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure where
The question is about improving health outcomes, and that honestly has to be answered better internally. We as our little team says we have this tool and we can help you with your outcomes. There just has to be also a shift within our agency to actually grasp the fact that we're getting data real time enough to help affect outcomes, because they are so used to this quarterly, yearly submission that they're just now trying to grasp it really is coming in faster and we really can change our mindset to become more proactive than reactive. Yes?
Wouldn't that system kind of help them in the regard by, you know, help the outcome, you're getting the data more rapidly, it's difficult with the fact that they have to key in and then they're able to use the data system to get it more frequently.
So you're asking that the fact that they're not having to do manual data entry should make the response faster? Yes, that would have helped answer the question earlier, is the fact that they're not doing. Oh, he's shaking his head.
I just want to make sure I'm clear. Usually when you do this type of information sharing, answer to the question of privacy, you don't do this just for the reduction of paper.
No.
You have a larger plan to say, we want to, you know, set the goal of health outcomes, and you say the barrier is X. So that if you're not bringing the two pieces together, it just seems like it's a beautiful model.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One that I've taken a lot of notes to help bring back. But I was wondering if this was happening simultaneously as the health department was saying, this is where we are and where we want to be for the larger health outcome.
For the larger health outcome,
right.
Those conversations are occurring at our agency. We don't have enough on the larger health outcome to be able to present today. Yes, sir.
The emergency department discharges, are they coded using ICD? or are they, you just getting free text? Because one of the challenges with emergency department discharge summaries is getting someone to code them, because the clinicians don't want to put in the ICD codes, right?
He's asking about ICD, if there's a standard for coding for emergency department discharges. Yes. Yes, there is. Our discharges, mainly because the discharge data system was built off of the UB04 billing standard.
Okay.
So it's not, and since we're getting monthly, we're kind of waiting until that bill has been sent.
Okay.
And so eventually that coding's been done for the emergency department.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Earlier in your slide, you mentioned your focus on ELR, immunization, and surveillance. Is any of that data coming to you from local health departments?
Mississippi's is centralized. It's
everything
a state.
Centralized?
Everything's centralized.
Okay, so then specifically with the surveillance, what data are you capturing? What information are you capturing?
Well, the question was on surveillance and what data. Right now, we're still using the EARS program, the CDC EARS program. We haven't kicked off surveillance as much. We don't quite have a location to store it, and we've also been waiting on better finalized guidance for surveillance. The door is there. The door can be opened. We can bring it in. The agency we're supposed to be making a decision this month has to find out exactly what they're going to do with it. You're welcome.